This week's interview is with Sunless Sky guitarist Curran Murphy, also of Shattered Messiah, and of course with a couple other members of the band here as well. And of course we have everybody here. And so let's introduce ourselves, because I know who Curran is. I don't think he
No, that's enough. We don't need to introduce anybody
that's
else.
It.
Yeah,
that's
we
it.
Just work here, so.
Yeah, I just work here. So.
Yeah.
They just show up and don't collect a paycheck.
No.
That's right.
The merciless whip of
He wouldn't even introduce he wouldn't even introduce me to you guys.
Nope.
He didn't think you were relevant.
I kept him I kept him in the other room.
Yeah.
Until the interview.
All right.
And he said both of you being here only compensates for half of Juan Ricardo. So
Juan Ricardo's big toe, which is also in Germany right now.
So anyhow, it is the interview on with the Metal Command. Actually, I don't get a lot of in-studio guests. It's been a while. I usually get one or two a year. And actually, the last couple of years, I really haven't had very many people. So, Curran, it's your first time back in about 6, 7 years. It's
I know.
Been a while.
It's blank. 7 years. What?
It's been that long. It really has. 2007. No, 2008, actually. So a little bit, yeah.
So that makes it 9 years.
No, 2009 was the last year, but nine years is the first time.
Me, not much math good.
Yeah.
Then let's do introductions here. All right, so everybody knows me, Curran. Hi, how's it going? And to my right here in the studio, because this
Hello.
Is a visual medium, we have Mr. Kevin, the Czar of Guitars, Zarnecki.
That's me.
And to my left, we've got Colton Rady.
What's up, everybody?
Does the rock drumming. In Sunless Sky.
And, the rock drumming.
The rock drumming.
Is that what we call it?
Again.
Yeah, I think it'll suffice for now, you know.
Awesome. So let's talk about what you guys have going on. You know, I've been kind of, I guess, not in tune as much with the local scene here and what's been going on. But obviously, I saw Curran. I saw you guys playing at the, when you guys opened up for Halloween, when I had my Social Security office fiasco and
yeah,
all the
yeah,
other crazy
yeah.
stuff that was going on for that show. And I got enslaved to help them out a little bit. But anyhow, so talk about Sunless Sky, man. Yeah, I know you weren't originally with the band when they first kind of started out, but now you are working with them and you've been in the band, you know, as a member now. And talk about what you guys currently have going on and what you're currently promoting. And I know you're going to be doing a tour.
Yep.
And actually, what's really cool about the tour, you have a lot of good news to talk about. And talk about what you guys have going on.
Well, the first bit of awesome news is the fact that the new record Doppelganger will be coming out on Pure Steel Records April 7th. I believe that's a worldwide release date, so they're not staggering it like, you know, April 7th is Europe and then 2 months later is the U.S. They're doing a full-on worldwide release for us April 7th for the new record. And then we'll actually already be over in Europe doing the Adrenaline Junkie tour, which will start, what is that?
March
28th.
Yes. First gig is in Poland. So Wonton is already over there playing with Wretch, and we're going to meet up with him in Poland on the 28th. So he's already beat us over there, that jerk.
Yeah.
No, we're wildly excited for the guys in Wretch and really happy for Juan. So, you know, he's going to get 2 months in Europe. We're going to get a month. It's going to be an absolute blast. So the four of us, it's actually three guys in the studio. The bass player is back at the studio rehearsing his bits because he's still got stuff to learn. But we're driving out to New York on the 26th, 25th, and we fly out and land in Budapest and then drive 8 hours to Poland. So a little planes, trains, and automobiles for us.
And that's going to be a lot of fun, driving to Poland.
Yeah, and then it's like 26 shows in a row with no days off. It's going to be absolute perfect metal mayhem.
Driving to Poland is going to be good times for you.
Oh, yeah. I think we go through two or three countries to get from Budapest to Poland. It's going to be amazing.
You have fun with that.
Rubber glove, baby.
Yeah.
AK-47s and rubber gloves.
And flip-flops in the showers.
Oh, yeah. I've told all the guys about bringing the flip-flops, man.
Yeah.
You know, shoes.
Dude, you do not want to pick up Hungarian ringworm.
No, seriously. When you go to Europe, flip-flops in the showers. That's universally
I've told
known.
Them I don't think they believe me. So.
Oh, you can believe me. I've been there.
All right,
thanks
for backing me up on that one, Tony.
No problem. So, and no, if you go to a hotel, do not climb on the side of a balcony, on the side of a building.
Oh, I heard.
Oh, my shame is eternal.
I just told somebody about that the other day. I said, "Don't worry,
I'm not leading that brigade this time."
Well, you know how
I have matured.
We know how girlfriends and wives always bring up stuff that happened like 20 years ago and they still remember. I listen to old interviews with band members and then I bring stuff up that happened 7, 8, or 9 years ago.
Good Lord.
And so anyway, we're here with Sunless Sky. So, Curran, how did you get involved with these guys? I know you were with Shatter Messiah obviously for a long time and doing some other projects. Yep. And talk about how you ended up getting involved with Sunless Sky.
Shatter Messiah is kind of a few and far between thing with the gigs and everything. Everyone lives different parts of the planet, so we get together for tours and whatnot. But my wife had talked me into doing an instrumental thing that I call Custom Audio Mutation, and I ended up opening for Sunless Sky at a gig. And apparently their lead guitar player was getting tired of, you know, playing gigs, and he was just kind of, you know, done with the whole local music scene. So they called me and said, "Hey, would you be interested?" And when I had seen them, I've known Juan for many, many years, and I was really excited about just hearing that band. Like, man, this is a cool heavy metal rock thing. And it's got Juan in it, who's a great singer and a great guy. And you know, when they offered me the opportunity, I jumped at it. It wasn't even a question of would I. It was like, okay, when's rehearsal? So, you know, that happened. I joined the band, and you know what? A year and a half later, we're now at this point where we've got the new record out and are getting ready to come out, I should say. We've got a couple new guys in the band, and things are sounding good. Things are feeling good. Everybody's having a great time. So, yeah.
Awesome, man. So you're going to be doing a European tour, and how exciting is that? You know, to be able to go over there.
It's, for me, it's not that it's old hat, because, I mean, with all my other bands and stuff that I've done and gotten to tour and stuff, but still it's like, hey guys, we're going to Europe in 3 weeks. What? Oh, yeah, we're all kind
of bag of emotion.
Yeah, I don't think it's really settled in yet. I think once we get on the plane on the way there, that's when it's really going to hit me.
We'll be hitting duty free for sparkling champagne. Yeah. Before we get on the plane. To celebrate.
Awesome,
not to
man.
Drink, just to celebrate.
So let's talk about the new album.
Yeah.
The new album is called Doppelganger.
Yes.
And, you know, the significance of the name of the album, and maybe talk a bit about making the record and, you know, what went into it and, you know, go from there.
You know, the album title, that was like the first lyric set that Juan had written. He's like, I've got the song about, you know, this German monster, Doppelganger, where it eats your soul and takes over your body and your life and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, man, I'll roll a 20-sided die to that. What the hell? Yeah, why not? But so, you know, Juan is very much kind of the focus and the direction when it comes to, like, the lyrics and stuff. And, you know, I had just started writing a bunch of music. It was time to get, you know, the new album written. And really, it was an exciting thing for me to break away from how I've made records in the past with the other bands I've been in, and to actually be in a room with a bunch of guys, drums and bass guitar and just a bunch of volume and noise, and getting excited about that. So when we started writing this record, I wanted to keep that focus of, you know, me, Kevin, Colton in a room. Let's write some music that we dig, and let's see if Juan likes it. And, you know, we ended up with 10 great songs.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my opinion. I don't know, guys. Do you like the songs?
Right.
Or do you
hate them? I enjoy them.
Personally. All right. Good, I mean, nobody's quit yet.
They're fun to play. You know.
I haven't heard the songs. So.
So, yeah, we know. We just brought you the record tonight.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
Pretend, lie. No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's genius. Everything you guys
amazing.
Do is brilliant.
Amazing.
But, I mean, yeah, so the writing process was, for me, it was really exciting and organic from the standpoint of, you know, getting to, hey, is this riff making everybody else as excited as me? And then, you know, Colton coming up with a drum beat that moved it in a different direction or helped push us in an arrangement direction. And then, you know, Kevin was playing bass in the room while we were doing that. And knowing that he was switching to guitar, but still having that input of bass lines and, you know, bass melody and all that cool stuff, it was a really... For me, it was a really cool experience to shift gears like that. Instead of walking in the room and going, all right, guys, here's the new record. All 10 songs are recorded and done and written and ready. You know, do your parts and then do your parts and then I'll mix it. And, mm-hmm. you know, now the record's done, leave. So much more of a band vibe. It was really cool.
So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to play the title track off of the album. We started off with Starfall was the first song that we played, first track off the record. We're going to play the second track on the record, which is entitled Doppelganger. And back on the Metal Command Radio Show, and we just heard two songs. We heard Doppelganger, and we heard the song Kingdom of Sky, and of course, I have Curran and the rest of Sun and Sky, minus one, because there is no Juan Ricardo.
Minus Juan.
It can't be
Juan.
Juan.
You saw what I did there, didn't you?
We were right on point with you, sir.
Yeah, it can't
minus
be Juan.
One.
Yeah.
So you know, I want to talk a little bit, because we just talked about the album. You got a tour coming up. And but I want to talk a little bit about your studio, because you have obviously done you do studio work and
yeah.
and you're doing a lot of other stuff, and it's now called Custom Audio Mutation. And talk yes. a little bit about what you do, people that don't know, and talk a bit about what you have going on right now.
Custom Audio Mutation is a bunch of different things. It's my recording studio, full production studio. So I have bands that come to me from, you know, all over the face of the earth. I'm very lucky that people are willing to send me money and then come to me to make records. So I got I got a band coming to me from England in a couple of months when I get back from the Adrenaline Junkie tour with Sunless Sky. I got a band from Brazil that'll be coming back to me for their second record. I record all the local bands that want to come to me and make good sounding records. I'm more than happy to track anything, really.
Right.
I just like making good records for good bands. And then I do, I build handmade tube amps under the Custom Audio Mutation brand or whatever the hell you want to call it. Huh. And then actually Kevin and Colton here, the other two guys in Sunless Sky, we do an instrumental thing that we call Custom Audio Mutation, which is, you know, them holding down cool beats while I wank furiously over top of it. In reality, if you want to boil it down to its most succinct point is me playing way too many notes over cool grooves and wicked bass lines. So,
you know, it's interesting that you talk about building amps, because I remember coming to your studio and actually seeing all sorts of disassembled stuff and building pedals and building yeah. amps. And
it's mutated into amps now. Yeah.
It's mutated into amps.
Hence Custom Audio Mutation.
It started out with pedals.
Yes,
I remember
did.
The pedals. Yes. And then I remember watching amps. I saw pieces of amps. I didn't like it's like on Facebook, because social media, you know, you could see everything almost. And I see amplifiers getting built. And lo and behold, I see this Custom Audio. I'm invited to like Custom Audio Mutation. I'm invited to like another page of Custom Audio Mutation. I'm like, what is going on here? But, you know, it's pretty cool, because I remember when you kind of first started the studio out, you know, it just kind of evolved into this. And, you know, you obviously have been, you know, making very good productions for a very long time. So, I mean, it's been a while now. So,
nice.
So anyhow, you know, talk a bit about, you know, this record, because I know that, I know Juan probably wrote most of the lyrics on it, if I'm correct. Yes.
He did, 8 of the 10 songs.
Okay.
I wrote 2 of the songs. One of them was actually Kingdom of Sky, which we just heard.
Okay.
And then another one called Inside the Monster.
Right.
And then there were maybe 4 or 5 other songs where he and I, you know, collaborated on it, where he had some ideas and between the two of us, we worked things out and got melodies and lyrical
right.
ideas pulled together. So, but yeah, well, Juan is, he's the primary guy when it comes to the lyrics. He'll pick the theme and the story and all of that. So he's very, intense about what ideas he has. Like, oh, I'm going to call the song this one, and this is what it's about. Like,
right.
He gets so excited. It's great.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
He'll send us a big, long Facebook message about, like, what the song's backstory is, and it's like, that's cool, man. But, yeah, so, yeah, Juan is definitely the man in charge of the vocackling. So.
The vocackling.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's on a different subject here for a second. you know, my big question for you too is, now that you know you got a European tour, you got this
the Adrenaline Junkie tour.
Adrenaline Junkie tour. Now, who are you playing with? Who are you playing with? Over there?
We are direct support for 2 really cool bands. One band from Sweden and one band from Russia. They are the band from Sweden, Frantic Amber. It's a all female like melodic death metal band. The drummer's a guy, I think, you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
But the like the rest of the band are these chicks, and they're like these killer players. It's,
oh,
it's way, way awesome. So they're headlining on a big portion of the tour, and then we're playing with a band called Poker Face from Russia, with a female lead singer and I think a female lead guitar player. So it's this really cool thing that, you know, we get to be a part of. So yeah, the Poker Face band and Frantic Amper.
Right. Now, have you guys been invited or had any offers? I mean, obviously, you're touring Europe. Has you been invited to play any shows over here? Usually with American power metal bands, it's like, you know, they have to pay their dues in Europe, and then before they can actually play the U.S. It seems like that always happens. And
well, no, I mean, we get offers. Like, I think we're supposed to do like a Chicago Metal Fest this year, and then there's something in Philadelphia and something in New York. Our booking manager over here is still working out details, so I kind of ignore everything until he says, "Hey, be here on this day."
Okay.
Yeah. We're all spinning so many plates. It's kind of like, you know, I'll pay attention when I have to. But yeah, so you know, we definitely hit some different states and whatnot here in the U.S.
Awesome, man. Well, you know, obviously you play some local gigs, so you've been, you know, kind of warming this up. So the European tour, now I know it was offered to you. So, you know, we talked a little bit about off the air, but you actually are getting some sort of tour support on this,
thrillingly.
Which is something you don't hear
it's
very
a,
often.
It's like the dinosaur in the mist. Tour support, what's that? No, our record label, Pure Steel Records, they're so excited about the album. They love how it sounds. They love the songs. They want to push it really hard for us. I'm flabbergasted with the gushing support that the label is offering us. So they're offering us a little bit of tour support. They're going to front all the money for our tour T-shirts,
right?
And for CDs too. So they're making sure that when we get over there, we're going to play these shows and people are going to be able to buy CDs and T-shirts. And at the end of it, whatever's left over, we're going to bring back here to the States, and we'll have limited edition European shirts available for people to buy. So, I mean, I just think that's really cool that they actually are that excited about the album and about the band that they're willing to, instead of just, you know, put the album out and see if it sells, they're going to actually put more money into it for us to have a successful Euro tour.
Right. And that's a rarity.
It is a rarity. And, you know, I think I sent an email to our record label president, Andreas, and it was just copy paste. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You know, and mm-hmm. He sent me an email. I was like, okay, cool. Now maybe you should just stop emailing me and concentrate on getting ready for the tour. A very nice way of telling me to don't ever do that again.
Yeah. that sounds like someone from Germany, how they would word that.
Yeah. Okay. Now just concentrate on the tour and do good.
Concentrate.
Make our
the
investment
tour.
Pay off.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. I get the message. Just concentrate on the tour. That's usually how that works. That's how it works over there. You know, when does the album come out? I don't think we really touched on that.
Oh, April 7th is a worldwide release.
And pre-orders start March 24th.
Beautiful. So Kevin knows. I didn't know. How did you know that?
Yeah, how
Pierce
did you Steel know
put
that?
It on the Facebook.
Oh, you pay attention to the Facebook?
I do pay attention to Facebook.
I live in a cave.
I'm the graphics Facebook
so
art it, guy.
So March 24th.
March 24th, pre-orders
Pre-orders
start.
For the new Doppelganger.
You found it on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
And they'll start delivering on April 7th when you can get physical copies in the store as well.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
I know I keep this guy around for a reason.
That's right. Current thing.
Not just because the beard is silky.
Oh,
he
no.
He still thinks he's on MySpace.
JT's bringing it back, yo.
So we're going to play another track here. We're here with Sunless Sky live in the studio. A song called Stone Gods.
Yeah, cool tune. Like that one.
And back here on the Metal Command Show, of course, with the, you know, ending off the interview hour of the Metal Command Show with, of course, with Sunless Sky. And so let's talk a bit about a couple things before we go. Obviously, you know, Shattered Messiah had an album come out too. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was going to touch briefly on that and talk a bit about what's going on with that band right now.
Well, we had Orphans of Chaos came out over the summer, did a short little U.S. tour. I think we were out for 2 weeks. And then everyone kind of had to get back to their normal, regular lives and whatnot. And right about the same when that tour was wrapping up. Sunless Sky was starting to pick up and get ready for the Doppelganger record sessions. You know, we started talking about writing that album and pre-production and all of that stuff. So I know that the new Shatter album is actually selling really well over in Europe. The label is happy. They're still returning my emails. So that's always an indicator that that's going well. But right now, you know, there aren't any plans to do any heavy touring or anything with that that band. And, you know, I've talked to all the guys in Shatter, and they understand that, you know, Sunless Sky were on our startup cycle with, you know, the Adrenaline Junkie tour, the Doppelganger record coming out, and all of that good stuff. So they understand that I need to focus on that, and Sunless Sky as a band has to really work hard to make this album work. So that's, you know, that's where those things are at. But nothing bad, you know.
Little known fact to Curran. Well, maybe it won't be. I don't know if you saw the Facebook post, but
would I have webbed feet?
No.
I'm a great swimmer.
Hail the New Cross was actually the album of the year for the show. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Hail the New Cross. Well, thank you very much.
It's actually a very, very good record.
Thank you, sir.
Originally, I didn't get the album. Originally, it was not going
Neither
to
did
be.
I.
And when I actually got around to actually listening to it was after the year after, basically after the first of the year. I didn't even listen to it the year it came out. And so when I was writing up my synopsis of my favorite records, it actually dethroned somebody because I listened to it for about a month straight. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I have to say that it's not a case of I like this lately. I really did love the record. I mean, I was really floored by it. So
well, thank you very, very much. And that actually means a lot, man, because I know you get buried and inundated with hundreds and hundreds of records a week, I'm sure. So, man, thank you very much.
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, come on.
It's like
you get the best of the best from all four corners of the world.
Let's put it this way. It's like it's like back when I started the show, maybe 150 records a year. That happens in like a week.
Yeah.
It is sure. Like there's a press release for this, and you know, it's
well, that's just a mark of how successful your show is, man, really. I mean, if people are sending you that many records a week, they want you to play their stuff because they know people are going to hear it. So how lucky are we now to be on your show with you playing?
Yeah, I feel honored.
The Doppelganger, you know, this is actually the most that the record has been played so far.
Right.
Right now, like the label has done, like got the SoundCloud thing with like one or two songs. And, you know, obviously they had to give us permission to do this ahead of the release and everything. But, you know, yeah, you've played what, seven songs off the new record?
Yeah, something like that.
I really hope everybody that's listening to the show is enjoying it, so. Yeah, and if they're not, that's cool too, man. I don't hate you. Let's
go
have a beer.
That's just like your opinion, man.
It's like your opinion, man.
Man.
Well,
this
well,
album is really tying the room together.
So I have
the line.
So you know, I have to tell you that you know, we got like probably about a couple minutes left, but do appreciate the time. It's always been fun. It's been fun to have Curran down. It's always it's nice to meet you guys as well.
Nice to meet you as well. Thanks for having us.
I am sure that I'll probably see you at some point. If I decide to leave my cave and come out to some shows.
The
catacombs.
Yeah. way better than cave. The catacombs. Colton for the win.
Nice.
Last minute save.
Yeah, well, we've got some shows planned for when we get back from the Adrenaline Junkie Tour over in Europe and stuff. So we'll keep you posted, sir. No worries.
That would be wonderful. So, you know, the album, from what I've heard, you know, because we have talked off the air, the album sounds very good. So
thanks, man.
Thank you.
Giving it some airplay. You know, obviously, you know, you guys will be gone for a while, but it will get some airplay on the show. Definitely. I mean, it sounds pretty cool. And, you know, hopefully the next time, you know, when you guys do come back, I'd love to have Juan down. Juan has never been down here. So
what?
No.
Are you kidding me? How many years have you been doing this show? You've never had the wonton on the show.
Never had the wonton.
I claim shenanigans. All right. So we'll have to arrange.
We will have to arrange that. So, but anyhow, you know, guys, it was a lot of fun. And, again, you know, just a blast having you on. I mean,
it really was.
So
yeah, thank you so much.
Well, I always love coming down and just yapping and goofing with you, man.
Goofing.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Yes,
so, anyhow, we're going to go to the AP news, which, you know, is now me.
Yeah.
So
do it live.
I have to do it live.
Forget it. We'll do it live.
We will do it live. And then obviously
that's the hand sanitizer.
We'll talk a little bit as soon as it is the hand sanitizer.
99%.
So we will obviously talk a little bit off the air, you know, after I get done doing the news and, you know, go from there. So
cool. Thanks again, man, for having us on the show.
Thank you very much.
It was enjoy awesome. The record.
I've enjoyed it so far. It's awesome.
We'll enjoy it more. Not enough.
More.
More.